I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Dear listeners, we take you back now to a glorious and notorious November 17th of many years ago, 1968. On that evening, the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders, two football teams that don't like each other, battled long and late in a classic game. After bruising each other for hours, the Jets score for a 32-29 lead with just a minute left, and now a national NBC TV audience of football fanatics watches Oakland prepare its final charge, and the network switches to...
Good afternoon.
Would you tell Herr Sesemann that Fräulein Dieter Hartzell is here?
The movie, previously scheduled to begin at this moment, Heidi. Meanwhile, Oakland comes back to win the game, and the switchboards at NBC melt down with angry calls. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has more.
Jeff Miller, you're a sports writer and an American Football League expert, but I'll make you play television executive right now. Why in this exciting back-and-forth football game was the dramatic finish scrapped for a Swiss girl?
Back then, it was not often that football games took more than the allotted time period on television. And when the Jets and Raiders played this game in November of 68, they were allotted the 4-7 Eastern time zone position on the schedule. And 7 o'clock, NBC had already committed to the movie Heidi. And the NBC employee on duty that afternoon named Dick Klein had a thick binder of what might happen during the day's events, and it was strictly decided that at 7 o'clock, no matter what was happening in the football game, that the network would switch over to the movie.
As part of the 35th anniversary of Heidi, the NFL network tracked down the very same Dick Klein. Let's hear from him now.
The switchboard at NBC had blown up. Literally had blown up. In those days, the switchboard was run on fuses, a series of fuses. And I was told the following day that they had blown 26 fuses in that first hour between 7 and 8 o'clock. As of the next week, there was the Heidi phone.
So that was Dick Klein, the man who got blamed for making the decision. But was it really his fault?
No, Mike. In fact, he had an explicit set of directions that ordered him to make the switch at 7 o'clock.
So what was the fallout?
Well, there was an incredible crush of publicity. There was a front-page story in the New York Times.
So if I was watching the game in 1968, I'm sure I'd have been upset. But why now, 35 years later, does it still reverberate?
When a team can score 2 touchdowns in 9 seconds to go from losing 32-29 to win a football game 43-32, it's just something that has remained vibrant in pro football annals through the years.
The one thing I always wondered is, if this game were on CBS and they cut away for 60 minutes, I wonder if it would still have the same kind of resonance that it does today.
Well, that's a very good point, Mike. And Dick Klein mentions that when the game was switched off the air, he was instructed that since he couldn't get it back on the air, he said, well, do the next best thing, Dick. Put a crawl up on the screen that shows the final score of the game. And even when he did that, that backfired because as he was putting those words across the screen, there was a dramatic portion in the movie where Heidi was first getting up out of her wheelchair and walking, and even that backfired on poor Dick.
Jeff Miller is the author of Going Long, the Wild 10-Year Saga of the Renegade American Football League, in the words of those who lived it. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you, Mike.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.